Okay, pork chop. Wow, you could have been in that.
That's congratulations. Song of the
Day
winner.
Song of the Day winner, Michael Jackson, Thriller. Hey, thank you for all of your votes this morning. We appreciate it. Pork chop, I kind of want to stick on you for a second here. I heard you had an incident happen with your apartment.
When did you hear this?
I heard
this?
You talking to somebody yesterday.
He was talking to me. That was like a private convo, Joe.
No, okay. I don't want to admit to the wrong thing, so I need you to be more specific.
Well, I don't know if it's a guy. I heard you on the phone with somebody yesterday. Like, you walked out of the studio.
Okay.
Oh, I thought he was telling me.
Did you get your power shut off?
I can explain.
Oh my God, pork chop.
Okay, so let me explain. When I first signed up for my power, I had like good credit, so they did not need a security deposit.
Okay, that's nice.
But there was like 2 months in a row where I was a little late. So they're like, okay, we need a security deposit now. So for 4 months, they needed me to pay $50 in a row, $200 for the security deposit. And then all of a sudden on one of my bills on August 30th, it was like, hey, like if you don't pay your electric by today, there's a shutoff. Like, we're going to shut your power off. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, come on, for a day late. So I paid it on time. Fine. I paid it August 30th. I paid my electric again September 30th.
What on average is yours? Just curious.
Like 60, 70 bucks.
What?
Yeah, I have a 2-bedroom apartment, but I don't use the heat or AC
much. Because I think that's expensive.
Oh, that's expensive.
Wait, what?
Mine no, 60 is not expensive.
No. My apartment, mine used to be $25 a month. That would be...
For energy? My bill is $160, $170.
Oh. Do you like... Is your heat and AC always running? One
yeah.
or the other?
Well, she runs the both. Heat off.
She runs both at the same time. She's like... It's kind of like a little bit of lemonade, a little bit of sweet tea, Myron Palmer.
Too hot. Let me turn the AC on.
I was wondering if my bill was extreme because I feel like this is like... Is that not normal?
No, I mean... I've had that happen before. Like, okay. I've lived in cold temperature places, so I want the heat on a lot.
Right.
So, yeah, it could get up to 160, but I've been very, like, conservative with my heat. Okay. And
it might
AC
depend
lately.
On, like, square footage, though, like, how big your place is compared to his or different stuff. Like, I think our energy bill, I mean, I'll be honest, my wife handles all of our finances. She kind of takes care of stuff. But I know it's usually, like, in the 120 to 160, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet it's up there. She's always like, turn off the lights. We don't got money for this.
So anyways, point of the story. Like I said, I paid it August 30th, September 30th. And then so yesterday, I'm like, oh, October 30th, let me pay my bill. So I open it and it's like, your bill is due October 28th. And if you don't pay it by the 28th, there's a shutoff notice.
It I'm seems like, very what? Extreme, right? I feel like it shouldn't be like, oh, if you're... Like a month late, then they turn it off.
That is the case. But if you remember, I said that I was paying a security deposit.
Oh.
And while you're paying the security deposit, you can't be late.
Did you get home and your lights were off?
Well, I was here at the radio station at work when I opened the letter and I'm like, oh no, my boyfriend's at home. They're probably there, like, shutting the power off. He's like, babe, what's wrong?
So Cody's like, poor chap.
It's so dark in here.
So, I'm cold and alone.
So I called to pay the bill and they were like, I am so sorry. Like, the guy was just there and they just shut the power off.
No, because you have to pay a fee.
Yeah, like, isn't it like $100 or $200 to get it back on?
Yeah, there's like a reactivation fee.
Did your food go bad and stuff?
No, it was all so quick. If I was like an hour earlier, I think I could have like saved it.
Aww. But, that's so sad.
That's only a pork chop thing that could happen. I remember when I was younger in radio and I was working like 2 jobs, kind of like you were, and I had like no money at all. And I actually forgot to pay my electric bill. Like, I'm way on top of stuff now, but I forgot to pay it. I had a little bit longer than you did, but yeah, they almost shut mine off. Like, the guy was there. I'm like, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. And like but for me, they took a card payment right there on the spot.
Oh, wow.
Like, they put it on my card, so that sucks.
You don't mess around. You know what you could do if that ever happens, though, Chops? Just be like, hey, boy, it's going to be a romantic candlelight night.
Hey, and guess what we're doing like tomorrow, too? Another candlelight dinner and candlelight breakfast. Your whole thing smells like
just
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Just make it work, honey.
Okay, Mackenzie, working hard this morning. What's coming up in the tea?
The photo Kim Kardashian is suing over. Plus, is Bill Murray working at P.F. Chang's?
All right, cool. The tea's coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie.